this session today. Is that coming through? No. So, okay, here we go. So this session this afternoon is going to be another metta meditation, guided metta towards beings. And so I think you're quite familiar with that. We did it yesterday, and you have the phrases that we can use there in Hebrew. Maybe unsurprisingly, I'm going to offer some phrases in English, but feel free to translate and use your own phrases. Use things that work for you. So I'll share a little bit in reference to how I find it useful to do metta meditation, but I'm hoping that this is just helpful for you all to just find new ways or other ways that work for you. So really just, if you have a good way that works for you, feel free to follow that, be guided by that. So in the metta practice, really good to be quite comfortable. Yeah, helps, particularly if the kind of what we might call the heart area seems to have some kind of resonance. If that feels reasonably comfortable and able to open a little bit. We can just take a few moments just to find ourselves here again, find ourselves in this body, in this room, in this space. Allow ourselves to feel welcomed to be here. As much as you can, rest into the body if the body feels available. Rest into the space of awareness around, behind, above you. Letting the breath soften, smooth, and the listening be relaxed. In a sense, we're just preparing the space of awareness. And hopefully also enjoying that preparation. What we can do is just invite into our heart, or invite into awareness, or invite into the mind's eye. Felt sense of any being at all, any being, doesn't have to be a human being, any being at all you feel a sense of ease with, a sense of connection. Just inviting them into this welcoming space, to the heart, into the mind's eye, to your awareness. If you like, you can just play along this range, this spectrum of how clear your sense of them is. Become really clear. Maybe it's an image of them, maybe it's just an energetic felt sense of them, something else. The main thing is just a sense of welcoming them into your attention. What an act of generosity that is, giving them your attention, holding them in your heart. In many ways, this is already an act of metta. As you hold them in your heart space, in the mind's eye, awareness, you notice you also wish for them to be well. Wish you to be well. Maybe as well as that felt sense of them, there's actually this kind of building up of that intention, that wish. May you be well. Either it flows from you to them, or it holds them in the heart, in that field, wishing them well. You can repeat that as a phrase in any language, if you wish. Finding your own rhythm with that. What's the pace that works for you? There isn't a right or a wrong, but there could be an appropriate pace. How many times you repeat that phrase with the breath. When I practice this and when I guide it, I actually go very slowly with one phrase. So if you want, you can skip ahead to other phrases. I like to just keep it quite slow, quite simple. Another thing I like to do is actually feel the intention, feel the sense of what it is that I'm wishing. So wishing them well, wishing them the healthiness in the body, vitality that we can feel at times. Maybe you can remember it, call it to mind. How does it feel in your body when you feel well? Maybe just after being not so well, so that you really feel it. Ah, this is what it's like to be well. That's what I'm wishing for you, that kind of well-being. You know, just let that fill our body, fill our mind, fill our heart, and then radiating that along with the phrase. The phrase just carries that meaning for us. May you be well. I notice there's this other quality of being well, brightness in the mind. And the mind's quite clear, we're able to remain with something, go sensitive. Remember a time where the mind was like that. You can imagine, recall, tune into. And then offer that may be well, clear in the mind. So if you wish, you can combine those two, that healthy vitality in the body, that clarity in the mind, radiating that to that sense of this being we're tuned into. Sometimes this has a bit of intensity to it, so if it does, just relaxing now in the middle. Not tuning out, just softening. Maybe having a few breaths. In that relaxed mode. Realize I also want them to be relaxed, want them to feel safe, safe in their own body, safe in their surroundings, peaceful. Maybe we can let that quality radiate from us. And as we do so, maybe you can also remember time where you've been supported to feel safe, where you felt safe, felt welcomed, felt peaceful. Well, you can imagine it, imagine how it feels. If you wish, you can share that. May you be peaceful. May you feel safe. As before, got a lot of parts to this creation. We've got that felt sense of this being, or the image of them. And that can sometimes fade away, the mind wanders. We've got the speed, the pace of the phrases. These can be adjusted. Also, if you wish to play with it, the felt sense in yourself as you wish that quality across. So I'm really clear about what it is we're wishing. That's the peacefulness. Again, if the intensity of this meditation, there's many parts we're playing with, time you just need to take a little breather, come back to the breath, back to yourself here, back to the listening. Soften, relax. In that softness, in that relaxedness, and just finding the connection to this being. You bring them to mind, maybe an inner smile comes up in connection to them. Particularly when we remember, maybe remember them being happy. Remember us being happy with them. We naturally wish for beings we care for to be happy. It's really just a gain for us if they're happy. May you be happy. May you feel content, satisfied. Whatever you have right now, may you be happy. If you wish, you can again just tune into your own experience. Is there a time recently, or can you remember? Or imagine feeling happy. Feeling as if you don't need anything else. Content, satisfied. What does that feel like? Maybe deeply relaxed, or maybe quite a positive, energized feeling. Whichever of those flavors of happy you feel you tune into, if it's very subtle, just wishing that, may you have this happiness. May you be happy. Again, if the intensity gets a bit high, just breathe. Last phrase. This being, keeping them in your heart, keeping them in your mind for one more. Just wish for them to live with ease. Things will come and go. There will be challenges. There will be losses. May you meet them with ease. Quality of willingness to contact when times are difficult. Flexibility. Capacity to stay with even when it's difficult. And there's a sense of that in yourself when you've had to do that, what it would take to do that. Space, softness, openness. We live with ease. May you live with ease. In that way, just allowing this being to stay or they can go, just releasing them from attention. And there's a felt sense of something that's been cultivated. through these phrases, through these intentions, through wishing these beautiful qualities to another. And if there is, we can breathe that, we can listen through that. And if nothing's changed, that's also completely fine. Still breathe, still listen. So in the next part of this practice, just wonder if we can introduce into the field of awareness, into the heart, just welcoming some being who we don't feel a sense of connection with. So someone we haven't particularly given much attention to, maybe someone who lives near you or drives a bus, or you've seen them but you haven't got a real connection, friendship with them. Maybe someone else on the retreat that you've noticed. Just enough to be able to call them to mind, a sense of them. Just picking anyone. And seeing if you can invite them into that heart space, into the mind's eye. Letting them rest in the atmosphere of metta. See, it's no loss to us if they feel safe. So may you feel safe. Able to feel rested where you are. Feel welcome. Feel held. May you be well, healthy in body, clear in mind. May you be well. So see, it'd be no loss for us if we were happy. May you feel happy, contented, satisfied. Maybe the sense of this being is more subtle, difficult to stay with. Even a subtle sense of them is enough. Let those qualities of our heart open to them, share with them as much as you can. May you live with ease. Meeting your difficulties, your challenges with ease, softness, flexibility, space. Your own time, and just letting this being go. Coming back, feeling the breath flowing, sounds arising and passing. Even the sense of yourself in your meditation posture here. Hopefully also held within an atmosphere of metta. Kindness to yourself, well wishing. Letting your own good intentions meet the body, the heart, mind. Maybe even filling you, and overflowing. May the beings sitting to my left, right, in front, behind, so be held within a field of metta, of kindness. May you be well. May you feel safe, happy. May you be open and live with ease. Letting that extend more rows to include more and more of the beings in here practicing together. Maybe our intentions of metta mingling with other intentions of metta growing together. Filling the atmosphere with kindness. May we all be well. Feel safe. Be happy. Live with ease. However you conceive it, whether it's our collective metta or your metta, feel your awareness that extends the whole kibbutz, all the living beings, not just the human beings that are here, living their lives across the hills, the boundaries of fences and roads, into buildings, into the earth, into the sky. Gathering more and more across boundaries to the rivers, streams, keeping going into the mountains, so into the oceans. The whole world, this whole living world, the sense of it. In this moment, the sense that we wish for all the beings of this world to be well, not wish for any to be unwell. although some will. Wish for all living beings of this world to feel safe, to be in peace, and although some will not. And yet we wish for all the beings of the world to feel happy in their life. May all the living beings of this living planet right now live with ease, feel enormous freedom of the heart, freedom of the mind, freedom of their being. So, thank you for your practice together. I hope that that was somewhat helpful in whichever way. As I said before, really feel invited to experiment and find your own way with these practices. Make it personal, make it useful for you. And we can also see, there are many ways we can practice metta practice through the day. So, you've thought about bringing it into your walking practice. That's something that many of you have done at any time. So, if you want to practice with a being, you can almost let's say like metta meditation, it uses the imagination, right? We were imagining beings to be in our heart, imagining what our heart is, reimagining or remembering qualities and letting those phrases carry those qualities. And so as you're doing the metta meditation, you might want to experiment with an idea of imagining a being at the end of your line. Yeah, that being is there, doesn't have to be like a hologram of them or something, yeah, but like that they're there, the sense of them there, and you're walking that line. As you walk towards them, you're just repeating the phrases that you wish to, yeah. And perhaps as you turn around, magically they're at the other end of the line now. Repeat those phrases as you go back towards them. Or you could have two different beings at either end of the line. You can really experiment what's helpful. Quality of the helpfulness is the interest is there to try these things. And if this just sounds, well, that's just a crazy idea, that's what crazy people do, then I'm sorry for misreading you as a crazy person. I thought that was what you wanted to do. Another one is you can walk side by side with someone, yeah, wishing them metta as they walk along, doing walking meditation with you. So I don't know if that sounds less crazy, more crazy. you can see for yourself, yeah. Another thing that we can do at any time, yeah, is just allow a metta atmosphere be there in whatever we're doing, yeah, as we're walking, as we're standing in the queue, yeah, to get our food. It's like, just a sense of kindness. And so, let's say, doing your normal walking meditation, but you're really open that if any other living being, human beings, bird beings, animal beings, whatever, comes into our sense, just like, may you be well. So it's going slow enough that we can be sensitive that becomes, maybe it already is, like the first thing we think when we see someone or something. So that's a few other ways we can bring this practice richer and richer into more and more areas if you want to. So that's what I wanted to share today. So thank you for your practice. There's the last the last remaining people who haven't had a group meeting yet. We'll have a meeting now. So if you haven't had a group meeting, then you know it's you. And we'll meet on the lawn. See you for that. So, thank you.